You are now listening to Pure Phase Radio featuring the Dill and Tom Flood on C101.5. The Hawk.
Hey everybody, we are back. That was just M. Ward doing Daniel Johnston's Story of an Artist. And before that was Beck doing True Love Will Find You in the End. And I think we're back.
We are back. Tom Flood.
I'm the Dill. Yeah, we're doing a remote show that we're playing cover songs that we love, because why not?
Dill, you know, we're talking covers here. When you, what was one of your favorite covers to play?
Well, in the Dill Band, we've done lots. Come Together by Spiritualize is a good one we like to play. My old bands, like High Kites, we used to play Victoria by the Kinks.
Okay.
Yeah. Tender by Blur, with you, of course.
Oh.
That was always a good one. How about you and your old band?
You know what? It's funny. You played one of them. I think you said All I Have to Do Is Dream. We played that tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was one that we used to do. And then the Suicide song, Cherie. Those were two that really liked playing.
I love that band, Suicide. They're a new band to me. And
amazing band.
Yeah, totally. I got lots to get into now. Tell me about movies. What movies you're watching over at your house?
Oh, well, with all this newfound time, we're trying to pick movies that, you know, past the 2.5 hour mark. So we've been going with all the Lord of the Rings movies. We've introduced the kids to kind of that first trilogy of Fellowship, Two Towers, and Return of the King. And they absolutely loved it. Well, the older one loved it a little more, the 8-year-old. The 6-year-old might be a little bit young, so he kind of tuned out quite a bit, to be totally honest. But now we're doing The Hobbit, and there's 3 Hobbits. I didn't really remember that there was 3 Hobbit movies from that book. But they're okay. Not as good as the Lord of the Rings films, but still good. So we've been doing that, and it's, you know, you got to kind of start late with these movies, especially where our television is. It's in a room where there's a lot of sunlight, so you have to start late. And then they're already 3 hours, so no one's going to bed till 10 or 11. So it's complicated, to say the least, for bedtime.
But yeah,
it's been fun. You guys watch anything? You watched Tron, right?
Oh my gosh, Tron 1 and Tron Legacy? Get out of town.
I've never seen them.
Oh, you're in for a treat when you get in.
I know, I'm sorry, man.
That's okay. Grab some popcorn. You know, you can watch them both in a 4-hour marathon. The first one's in the 80s. I don't know what year in the 80s it came out, but it was quite revolutionary. You know, with Star Wars had a lot of great special effects when it came out, and the first Tron did as well. They all had gray suits, and there was the bad guys had gray suits, but with like red neon, very bright neon outline, and the good guys had the same, but it was light blue. Just beautiful, really interesting colors and motorcycles that left trails of red and blue. A bit of a cult movie, and same as the new one. Characters somehow find their way, like, you know, getting shrunken, and they go inside a computer. And it's you don't hear many stories about that or see many movies with that premise. But in both Trons, that happens. So if you want to nerd out, there you go. There's some 2 good movies for you. Tron Legacy specifically is very good story, and I really love the way it looks. It's very clean and glossy, and there's a lot of reflection, a lot of glass and mirrors in the movie.
Oh.
I think you'll like it.
Okay.
Jeff Bridges, he kind of reprises his role as the dude from Big Lebowski, you'll see.
All right, thanks for the reco.
Anytime. I could watch it with you guys if you want. Just put me on in the corner.
Good idea.
Just hanging out with your phone.
You'd be like Max Headroom.
Yeah, totally. I can be
in the corner, just talking head.
I can FaceTime with you guys. Oh, this part's gonna be great.
That was a strange show. I can't remember
much
of it other than it was strange.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in another show.
Anyways, maybe I'll watch that later.
The night is young.
All right, whose turn is it? Is it me? Am I up here, Dill?
Yeah, it's your turn, bro. What do you got for us? We just did our Daniel Johnston songs.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Johnston. That's right. Again, really neat that you played with him. So what we're going to do is, because a lot of the time I don't You know, Dil, you're really good with making sure we get Canadian content on the show, and I'm not as good at doing that. So I was consciously thinking about that. So what we're gonna, I think what we'll do is let's do some Kathleen Edwards with Bahamas doing Snowbirds. It doesn't get more Canadian than that, I don't think. And that was something recorded at the CBC while she was promoting her record Voyager, which I'm sure you know that record
Yeah,
pretty
I like
well.
that one.
I think it was actually produced by Justin Vernon, or co-produced with Justin
Yeah,
Vernon.
when they were dating. Yeah, they were dating for a while.
And then, so I guess to tie into that, we're gonna hear the Staves doing Bruce Springsteen's classic "I'm on Fire." And again, this was produced by Justin Vernon. So this is a Justin Vernon double pack. Is that what they call it? A combo?
Sure.
Is that
Let's
the
go with
right?
a
Yeah,
combo. Double shot.
double shot of Justin Vernon and other people singing and doing great versions of classic songs. So yeah, let's do the Staves first. "I'm on Fire" on Pure Phase Radio, 101.5 The Hawk.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The songbird sings the song he always sings. And speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again each spring.
When I
Along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay.
Little snowbird, take me with you when you go to the land.
Pure Phase Radio, 101.5 The Hawk. It's Monday night, and we are doing our second remote show. Tom Flood over here, and my good friend and superstar co-host, the Dill, over in the east side. Dill, we are here. We are still doing this. It's amazing.
No, this is good. I'm having a good time. But it's fun. It's fun to do a cover show. We don't always do themed shows, but this one's a good one because so many bands have covered so many great songs over the years, and we could do like three or four of these. We're just scratching the surface. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of neat. I like it. I don't get to listen to all these songs on a regular basis. So it's always nice to have a theme, Dill, and that we can kind of go through and, you know, find these specific songs.
Totally. Yeah. Same as me. Same as me. Do you know The Books?
The Books? No.
Yeah. So they did a great version of the cello song by Nick Drake. Started as The Books, but they changed their name into Zamudo after they had a bit of a band breakup. But yeah, kind of art school, musical school kids. And the one guy is a cello player and the other guy is just kind of multi-instrumentalist, and they do a lot of sampling and cutting up.
Right.
A lot of times they have visuals playing behind them, and sometimes the visuals actually are from movies and they are taking the samples from the movie.
Hmm.
I also want to play a brand new song by one of my friends, a great artist covering another great artist, Bri Webb of the Constantines, covering the Weaker Than's Bigfoot. This was for a benefit for CAMH Hospital recently. And might as well do Cat Power doing the Rolling Stones. I Can't Get No Satisfaction. It's a pretty interesting version of it. It's pretty subdued and slow and quiet and kind of melancholy, which is interesting because the original is such a rock and roll party banger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's listen to those
on Pure Phase.
Change the oils and oil the squeaks, patch the holes and fluid leaks at dusk beneath a diabetic moon. And wait to take the TV crews across the creaking ice. The news is howling to the timber wolves, and soon I'll go through it all. Watch their doubtful smiles begin. The visions that I see believe in me. So praise the things I can't forget, with burgers and a silhouette, on t-shirts at the Council General Store. I'll listen to the south wind sigh with rumors and regrets, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. Won't go through it all again. Watch their doubtful smiles begin. When the visions that I see believe in me.
Back, everyone. This is Pure Phase Radio. I'm the Dill. You just heard Cat Power doing the Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, and the Constantines frontman Bri Webb doing his version of the Weaker Than song Bigfoot, and the Books doing Nick Drake's cello song. I love that version. Are you still with us, Tom?
I am still here. Dill, where are you actually situated in your place? Like, what's your setup over there?
I am in my basement recording studio, and it's full of trinkets and instruments and He-Man toys and books and
of course
musical gear and film gear. I got two neon lights going and three lava lamps going. The neon lights are, one is a flamingo and one's a palm tree. And my wall mural is a giant beach scene with palm trees. I'm in my creative den.
I think I like that creative den. That's a good way to say it.
It's not really a man cave. It's more of a creative den, yeah. How about you?
I am in the attic of our house, and I'm not sitting near any cool recording gear. I'm sitting beside a bicycle that's connected to an indoor trainer so I can still bicycle without getting near anybody. So I spend a lot of time up here, actually. I probably spend the same amount of time up here, Dill, as you might in your studio, just doing different things.
That's cool. It's good to have a place like that in your house. We all need some tools to help us with our mental health, and if that's exercising, that's great for you. What do you listen to while you're cycling in your attic?
Well, I'll tell you what I was listening to today. I was listening to, I think I told you, some of that 100 number one hits of whatever year it was in the 80s, but I was listening to the Bangles, and Manic Monday is a song I absolutely love, and it's actually a Prince song. He wrote that tune.
I didn't know that. Cool.
I'm not going to play this song, but I do love this song. He wrote that song and actually demoed it, and it came out about 3 years ago, finally, to hear what his demo version sounded like in one of these kind of unreleased super deluxe packages of a record. But it's pretty different. And, you know, he wrote that song. He did write that song specifically to give to them, but it was interesting to hear his demo cut of that track. Anyways, I'm going to back it up a little bit, and I'll try to segue from what we just kind of heard. I think we were talking a little bit about Feist, and obviously the connections through Broken Social Scene, your band, as well. So it's Amy Milan doing a Death Cab for Cutie song, Follow You Into the Dark. And the reason I want to play that is, one, I like the song, but my oldest son has become infatuated with this song. So that's why I'm going to play that song. And it's from the Death Cab for Cutie album Plans from 2005 that she's covering. And then before that, we are going to listen to Paul Simon doing Surfer Girl, which is an amazing version of that song, and it's live, so you're going to hear clapping and applause from a Brian Wilson tribute many, many years ago. That's really neat. Anyway, so let's listen to Paul Simon first, then we'll get to Amy Milan.
Right.
Here on Pure Phase Radio 101.5, The Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Little surf girl. is Roman rule. I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black. I held my tongue as she told me so. Fear is the heart of love, so I never went back. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, signs. If there's no one beside you when you're so in the box, then I'll follow you into the dark.
Okay, welcome back. It is Pure Phase Radio 101.5 The Hawk. I am Tom Flood over here in the west side of Hamilton. My good friend and co-host The Dill is over there on the east side, and we are bringing our radio show remotely to everybody, kind of battling through this quarantine, isolation, physical distancing time, which has been challenging for many people. We are probably some of the most fortunate people in this situation where we have houses, we have places to be, and to be able to distance ourselves. So thinking of all the people that don't have those luxuries, that have to deal with the situation, of course, and all the people that are doing their best to fight this COVID-19 for all of us, so we can get back to normal as soon as possible. Dill, what's going on?
Just chilling on a Monday evening. All right, so I guess it's my turn. Can I play two Strokes-related songs? You think that's okay?
Yeah. No rules here, Dill.
All right. The new Strokes record just came out. It's really good, actually, but I'm going to do a couple covers. One, again, not to bring Metric back up, but it just so happens, Metric doing one of my favorite Stroke songs, Take It or Leave It. It's just the Jimmy and Emily at a radio show. And after that, I want to do the Strokes, actually, playing Take a Walk on the Wild Side.
Awesome.
Double Stroke Fest. Let's double stroke it up.
That sounds fantastic.
A New York band paying an homage to another New York band here on Pure Phase Radio. See you back in two.
One by one, ticking time bombs one. It's not the secret of the government that's keeping you dumb. Oh, it's the other way around. Wait, what's that sound? One by one, baby, here they come. You want it easy, you want to relax. Said I can do a lot of things, but I can't do that. Two steps forward and three steps back, alright. Won't you take a walk outside? Oh no. Can't you find some other guy? Oh no. 1969, what's that sound? Oh no. Keeping down the underground. Oh no. The want to take a walk outside?
I know.
Can't you find some other guy?
I know.
1969, what's that sound?
I know.
Keeping down the
You're listening to the Pure Phase Cover Show, our remote show number 2. Thanks for listening. We're usually here. We're here every Mondays, 8 to 10.
Hello. How much time do we have left here? Let's see. Maybe a couple more. I think I'll do... Let's do Courtney Barnett. Awesome Australian singer, songwriter, all-around great musician. Covering some Lemonheads, Being Around. It's, you know, Courtney Barnett, I don't know how much you know about her, Dill, but... I really like her stuff, and it's kind of, I don't know what the right word to describe, but kind of loose, lazy, kind of chill, and it just really kind of works with her. I think she's done a bunch of stuff with Evan Dando anyways, but let's listen to first up her doing Lemonhead's song, Being Around.
And I will do Elliot Brood, who are friends of mine, neighbors actually. They're doing their version of Feist's Graveyard. Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay.
If I was the fridge, would you open the door? If I was the grass, would you mow your lawn? If I was your body, would you still wear clothes? If I was a booger, would you blow your nose? Where would you keep it? Would you eat it? I'm just trying to give myself a reason. Front porch swing, would you let me hang? If I was a dance floor, would you shake your thing? If I was a rubber check, would you let me bounce? Up and down inside your bank account, would you trust me not to break you? I'm just trying really hard to make you notice me being around. If I was a haircut, would you wear a hat? If I was a maid, could I clean your flat? If I was a carpet, would you wipe your feet? In time to save me from mud off the street. If you like me, if you love me, would you get down on your knees and scrub me? I'm a little grubby from just being around. I'm a little grubby from just being around. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Pure Phase Radio. We're doing our cover show. I'm the Dill, and Tom Flood's over there.
Hey, hello.
You just heard Elliot Brood, fantastic Canadian alt-country band, doing Feist's Graveyard for their Paperbag Records compilation. And you also heard Courtney Barnett doing the Lemonheads. I wonder how far away we are right now. I would probably say 5 kilometers, eh? I'm on the East End near Gage Park. You're in the West End.
I was gonna ask you what your guess was. Five? I think five is probably about right.
I've ridden over to your house. It's a good workout. We'll do it again when it's over, when this is all said and done, this quarantine. What do you want to do when this quarantine is over, speaking of?
When it's over? And I'm just getting something in here, Dill. It's 4.2 kilometers from door to door. But we're bringing the facts this time, Dill. It's rare that we have any sort of facts on this show, but there you go. What I'd like to do, obviously see friends and family and say hello to my loved ones in person. But I'd love to, on a more superficial level, I'd like to, just have a pint with people, maybe hit the record shop, something as simple as that, you know?
Nice. I like that. It's the simple things, right?
Yeah, it is. It truly is.
Yeah, my gang, we all just want to hit restaurants and see our friends.
Oh, yeah.
And support all these local businesses. Yeah, that's what I'm interested in.
Oh, good idea.
Come back to a bit of normalcy. It's quite unprecedented times, though. Oh, my goodness. At least we're all going through it together. But yeah, this is closing time.
Thank you for listening.
I think we'd be remiss to not play a John Prine song. John Prine passed away due to COVID complications, so I think we should hear some Bon Iver, a Bon Iver cover. Thanks for coming along with us on this ride, on this cover song ride, everyone. And we'll see you in the future. Let's listen to Justin Vernon, a.k.a. Bon Iver, doing That's the Way the World Goes Round, a John Prine cover. R.I.P. John, thanks for all your music. He's an artist I haven't really delved into, so I get the privilege to listen to all his records with even more weight now. Thanks, everyone, for listening to our cover show. We're Pure Phase. We're here every Monday, 8 to 10, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
I was going to do my favorite song, a song from my favorite songwriter, John Prine. Oh. Woo!
I know a guy's got a lot to lose. He's a pretty nice fella, kinda confused. He's got muscles in his head, never been used. Thinks he owns half of this town. Starts drinking heavy, gets a big red nose. Beats his old lady with a rubber hose. Takes her out to dinner, buys her new clothes. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, you're next, you're down. It's a half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. Hit the fiddle. I was sitting in the bathtub, counting my toes when the radiator broke. The water all froze, I got stuck in the ice without my clothes, naked as the eyes of a clown. I was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd choke when the sun came through the window. The ice all broke, I stood up and laughed. I thought it was a joke, that's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round.